Another poop cult show?
Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode 13 for July 14th, 2019. Today's Bonersode was produced by Lardlord. Thank you, Lardlord, for your support. I apologize in advance for my potty mouth in this Bonersode. I should really just grow up.
Hello?
Hi, Harold?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, JonBenet?
Yeah.
And I was just calling because I was doing some digging the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tapped into your sewer line.
And what happened?
Well, I was doing some digging because, so I'm growing this indoor garden over here, and mm-hmm. I was in need of some fertilizer.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to harvest, you know, waste, you know, to turn it into fertilizer, and I tapped into your sewer line, but I was noticing your poops, they're not looking very healthy. Or maybe it's Mary's.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't know if it's Mary's or yours. You know, I don't know how to tell the difference. But yeah, they're looking kind of unhealthy. So I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm just really just calling out of concern. You know, like, what are you eating?
Well, I have no idea what, you know. I have no idea what you're talking about. No, what house do you live in?
Well, I'm just a few houses down from you, but yeah, and you know, like I just need to harvest some poop for my fertilizer project, but yeah, like you and Mary, I don't know what you're eating, but your poop is just sickly looking, like I can't use it, you know? So I was kind of hoping
I don't know what you mean by sickly.
Well, I mean, it's just not very, like the way it's shaped and, you know, it's not very solid.
Well,
so I'm kind of hoping that maybe you and Mary can get on some kind of better diet or something, because I really need to, like, I really need the fertilizer, you know?
Well, why did you tap into our sewer line?
It was just the most convenient, you know, just
how do you tap into the sewer line anyway?
Oh, I've got, you know, equipment, you know, I just dig down and boom, there you go, you know, got a whole poop harvesting operation going underground. But yeah, I can't use yours in this condition.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of mystified by what you're telling me.
What do you mean?
Because I don't know how you could tap into my sewer line.
Oh, it's pretty easy. You just dig down and you hack into it with, you know, tools and equipment, and you know, I got this special strainer thing that, you know, weeds out the stuff I can't use.
So where are you tapping into my sewer line? Whereabouts?
Underground. You know.
So you're
beneath the earth.
You're going underground?
Yeah. It's too much panic in this town. But yeah.
Well, what house do you live in?
Well, I mean, I'm just a few houses down from you. I mean, we don't need to get into the specifics here because you're getting kind of antsy. I don't know. I'm starting to fear retaliation.
No, I'm not. I'm kind of concerned for you.
Why is that? I mean, I'm fine. You know, like you're the one that's, you know, eating garbage. Like maybe you ought to cut out, I don't know, fast food or whatever it is you're eating,
sir,
all day.
You know what? I want to meet you face to face.
Well, why?
Because this is a very unusual call. How did you get my number?
You know, I have everyone's number in the neighborhood, you know, just for record keeping
uh-huh.
purposes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Ramsey.
Ramsey. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Ramsey, I have to say this is a very unusual call.
Okay. You've
and
already said that.
If you are tapping, so to speak, into my sewer line, mm-hmm. that's probably illegal.
No, it's not. There's no law against, you know, harvesting poop.
And number two, it's certainly unhealthful if you are collecting human excrement before treatment.
Well, I wear gloves, idiot. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm smearing it all over my face.
You know what? Mr. Ramsey,
you're being an idiot. Like I just use it for my garden. It's not like I'm eating it or smearing it all over my.
Yeah. Well, you use it for your garden. What do you think is in the garden if you're using it for vegetables?
Well, I'm not growing vegetables, you moron. Did I say anything about vegetables? You're jumping well, sir, off. You're jumping to conclusions.
But yeah, just, well, if you are tapping into my sewer line, you are doing something that is illegal.
No,
because then you have to be on my property.
Name one law. I'm not on your property. It's all underground. You don't own the underground, man.
Okay, Mr. Ramsey. I think this is the end of the conversation.
Well, can you just eat healthier
Thank
so
you.
I can get some better poop?
Sir, if you are really doing what you're doing, you need to be reported.
Reported to whom?
I maybe you'll find out. Because
What's that supposed to
you
mean?
Were talking to somebody who deals in health environmental sciences.
Oh, so, you're not a scientist.
Huh?
You're not a scientist. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right, sir.
You're probably the janitor at a lab or something.
Yeah, good luck.
You scrub the toilets at a lab?
Hello?
Hi, Vince?
Speaking.
Hey, it's your neighbor, JonBenet?
Yeah.
And I was just calling because the other day I was doing some digging, and I was actually tapping into your sewer line.
Yeah?
I was testing out this invention of mine. It's like a kind of like a waste vaporizer.
Where are you trying to? I'm really confused about where you're talking about tapping in.
Well, it's underground. Like I dug way down to the sewer lines.
Uh huh.
And I installed this waste vaporizer device, and it didn't quite work out. But now there's been like a little bit of a break in the sewer line. So I was calling to see if maybe you could hold off on, you know, flushing and running your water and all that until I can get this patched up. I got a guy coming out that's going to help me repair this, but it might be a while before he gets here.
Well, I'm going to have people in the house starting 1st of August.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be out here in time.
Well, that's a hard date. I'm renting a house, and I've got renters coming in the 1st of August.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know if I can get them out here until the 10th of next month.
Well, that's going to have to get fixed. I can't tell renters they can't use the toilets for almost 2 weeks.
I mean, it's really only like a week, you know? Like, maybe you could just set them up with...
Even a week.
Well, maybe you could just set them up with, like, a Home Depot bucket or something.
I'm not setting up with anything. I want that fixed.
Well, I mean,
you know, you need to find somebody else is what you really need to do.
Well, I mean, he's the only guy with the expertise, you know, that I could find. And you know, I'm getting it fixed. Like, I don't know why you're spazzing out, but it's just going to be a while.
Well, a while is not adequate when I've got renters coming into the house on the 1st of August.
You're going to want to delay that then, because yeah, they're not going to have any.
I can't delay that.
Oh well,
I cannot delay that.
Well,
and I will, you know, frankly, I'll call the city and have them take care of it because that's got to get fixed.
Well, I mean, I don't want too many people involved because I'm trying to get this invention of mine to work, you know? Like, I don't want my ideas slipping out. So, you know, I'll take care of it, but you just need to be patient.
I can be patient up until the end of July, but that's as long as I can be patient.
Yeah, it's going to have to go
Period.
a little bit longer. You got to work with me here because we're in a pickle, you know?
I cannot work with you beyond the end of July. I have renters that I have made commitments to, and they have to have workable toilets and bathrooms when they move in.
Maybe you can
and
just
if they don't.
Maybe you can just fill like I don't know like a large pan with some sand or something like in the backyard. I don't know. Just spitballing.
Well,
because
figure it out.
Well, I mean, it's really up to you
August,
to figure out. They're your tenants.
No, it's
you know,
not.
Like
it's
I'm
up
just
to
trying
you.
To. No, it's up to you. They're your tenants. I don't have anything to do with it. I'm just saying, like, they're not going to have any working toilets or, you know, stuff like that.
And Monday morning, if we don't have this resolved, I'll call the city.
That's all right. We don't need the city out here.
Well, then you need to figure out how the house has workable bathrooms. It really needs workable bathrooms by the 23rd.
Oh, that's definitely not going to happen. The 23rd, you're getting greedy now.
All right.
I mean,
no,
you know, they could flush the toilets, but I mean, it's just going to be like it's just going to go like probably up under your lawn or something, you know, because it's just going to flood down here. Like there's going to be shit everywhere. So that's
well,
what I'm saying. Like it's a good idea to just hold off on flushing or.
As I say, I'm not holding off. I'm going to be there on the 23rd and I'm going to be using those bathrooms and they better damn well work, period.
Okay. Well, they're not going to work on the 23rd. I'll tell you that right now. You're just going to have to hold it.
All right. Well, I'd like to know why you were digging in my area anyway.
I told you already, you idiot. I'm testing out this vaporizer thing. It's like it's going to be a revolutionary kind of technology. It's supposed to vaporize poop and toilet paper and, you know, anything that goes down the toilet.
Good. Well, it's been good to talk to you. Goodbye.
Well, hey, but we haven't resolved the situation.
Hello?
Hey, Vince. I worked out a solution. I'm just going to gather up all the poop, and I'm going to smear it all over your lawn, you know, because it'll be like for fertilizer.
So that sounds good. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, because it's kind of a win-win, you know?
Yeah, that sounds real good.
There's going to be plenty of poop everywhere, so I might as well put it to use.
Goodbye.
Well, why are you hanging up?
Hello?
Hi, Peter?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Jean-Benet?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could do me kind of a bit of a favor.
Of course.
So I was doing some indoor gardening, like I'm setting up this experimental garden.
Yeah.
And I was in need of some fertilizer, and it's getting kind of expensive, you know, having to buy it. So So I dug, you know, I was doing some digging the other day.
Yeah.
And I tapped into your sewer line.
Uh-oh.
But I noticed, like, I don't know if it's yours or Annabelle or whoever's there, but, like, your poop, it's not looking all that healthy.
Huh.
Like, it's kind of an odd shape and color, and...
No, I don't know about that. I mean, I'll talk to Annabelle, but, I mean, how do we repair the sewer line?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, it's fine. Like, I have it all rigged up over here, so it's not really damaged, you know? Like, there's no repairs needed, per se.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I'm just going to be harvesting your poop for the next, you know, several weeks here. And I was kind of hoping you could get on some kind of better diet or something, because this is almost unusable.
Okay, well, I mean, how did you tap into our sewer line? I don't know how you did that.
Oh, I just got some special equipment, you know, like I just dig down, and then, you know, just various tools and things.
Uh-huh.
So
is that in our yard?
Well, it's underground. It's all underground. So it's, you know, it's no, like, it's not on your property.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So where is it?
It's underground, you know, beneath the earth.
No, I know that, but where, is it under the street? Is it under what?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. I guess it'd be under the street. Like, I dug down from my backyard, and then I just kind of dug sideways for a while till I got to your sewer line.
Yeah.
And then I have it all attached, you know, just runs over to the containment unit device thing that I have. And that's where I'm harvesting your poop. But yeah, it's just, it's a mess. I can't really use this, you know, as is.
Okay, well, I wish you had checked with us before you tapped into our sewer line.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't need it, right? Like, you flushed it down, so at that point, it's like finders keepers, you know?
Okay, well, I mean, if we end up with a backup or we end up with roots going in there, you know, I'd like to know that.
No, it's fine. It'll be fine. Like, I'll maintain the whole thing. You don't have to worry about it. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could just tell Annabelle to cut out the fast food or whatever it is she's eating.
Okay. All right.
Maybe eat some more vegetables.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'll be growing some vegetables in this garden. So, you know, like, I'll bring some over if you'd like.
No, we're fine. We're good.
It's all going to be...
I appreciate it.
It's all going to be, you know, grown with, you know, poop fertilizer.
Okay.
Doesn't get any more local than that. From toilet to table, you know?
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey.
Have a good day.
Hey, so are you going to help me out, or... Because you didn't... Okay.
Hello?
John?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor.
Who's... What neighbor?
Your neighbor, Cody. I'm just a few houses down from you.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, I was just calling because I was doing a little bit of digging the other day. And I installed a matter vaporizer on your sewer line.
My sewer line?
Yeah. I was just testing out this invention. It's supposed to, like, the idea behind it is it vaporizes all solid waste, you know, that goes down your toilet. Instead of, you know, flowing out into the system.
Well, what right do you have to put anything on anything of ours?
Hey, Ruth, this is between me and John. Just, you know... Just pipe
no,
down.
Wait a minute. It's between my wife and me, too. Don't discount my wife. What are you saying now? You went into our sewer line and you did something without talking to me?
Well, yeah, it's all underground. You know, it's no big deal. Like, it's environmentally friendly and everything. Like, it just takes all the poop. And,
I don't care what it is. It's in my sewer line. Where are you?
Well, it's going to work.
Are you across the street, 209?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. But this is
Where are you right now? Where are you standing?
Well, I mean, that's neither here nor there. The problem is that I installed the vaporizer, and it's going to work out and everything, but there was a little bit of a cave-in down here first that I got to get fixed.
A cave-in on our sewer line?
Yeah, well, it's all underground. You know, like I said, it's not really on your property. It's below ground. But I need you to hold off on...
How did you know it was our sewer line?
Well, I picked yours specifically to test out this device.
Oh, really?
Like, I have a...
You didn't get my permission?
Well, I don't need your permission, you know?
What do you mean you don't need... It's my sewer line.
Well, yeah, but you don't own, like, the pipes underground.
And you don't own that either, but...
Yeah, it's kind of a gray area.
I'm a little upset about this. How is it going to affect me?
Well, you need to just calm down. Second of all...
Well, what do you mean calm down?
You're getting worked up over nothing.
Well, you say it's nothing, but is it going to affect my sewer line?
Well, here's the thing. Until I get this fixed, I was hoping that you would just hold off on flushing.
Well, see what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
What is the matter with you going into our sewer line? Are you in the back of your house right now?
Yeah, I'm somewhere around. But look, it's just going to be like a few days. You just need to hold off on flushing.
A few days? I can't flush my toilet, and I'm having my daughter come from California? What the hell?
Well, I mean, you could just use a bucket or something, or, you know, go in the...
What do you mean, get a bucket or something?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you keep flushing, there's just going to be, like, a flood down here, and it's going to turn into a worse situation.
In your place, right?
Well, it's going to be all underground, so it's going to affect all of us. Like, we're going to end up with a sinkhole in the neighborhood.
All right, what the hell were you doing? You know, that makes me really mad because...
Sound like
Oh, Christ. I'm going to go back there and talk to you. Hang on.
No. I don't need you coming over here. I'm locking my doors. We can settle this over the phone.
No, we can't.
Hey, Ruth, just get off the phone, sweetie. I don't need to speak to you. just go knit or something. Go crochet a blanket.
Who is this?
It's your neighbor, Cody.
Cody?
Where did John go? You tell John to stay away from my... You tell John to stay away from my house.
Well, I don't know a Cody.
What's the heavy breathing? John? Hello, John?
Is John?
You went too far from the base. Your cordless phone's cutting out. You need to go home, John. Go home. Return to base. RTB.
Let me get close to my house. I'm losing you. Yeah. I'm just really incensed about this.
You're incestful?
All right, where are you? I'm in front of your house.
Okay, first of all, you need to get away from my house, right? I don't give you permission to be on my property.
Oh, really? Now, I told you I was coming.
Yeah, well,
I
told
you. You said you were in the back of your house. I wanted to see what you did to my sewer line. And now you're telling me to get off your property. Well, you've got balls.
Thank you.
Ugly balls.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Now, come on, where are you right now?
Well, again, we can settle this over the phone, you big idiot.
Oh, you called me an idiot now. Well, okay.
Well, you're being an idiot. This is all underground. There's nothing to see over here. It's beneath.
Yeah,
I think it's beneath the street.
You're telling me not to flush my toilet for a couple of days?
Yeah, just hold it in. Just eat light. Just have, you know, a smoothie and a salad or something.
You son of a bitch. I am pissed off. I'm going to call the police.
Well, what the police are going to be able to help. I got a guy coming. Don't call the police. I got a guy coming. He's going to repair it. I just need you to hold off for like 3 days.
You said 2 days. It's Saturday. They're going to come now?
They're coming out on like late Monday or early Tuesday.
Oh, really great. And I'm going to flush my toilet. I don't care what happens.
Well, then you're
going to
have shit like just flowing out into the street.
What do you mean in the street?
Well, because the
you know,
sewer...
You have some balls getting into my sewer line without my permission and then screw it up.
It's not your sewer line. You don't own the sewers down here.
You bastard. It's my sewer line. It's my... Oh, God damn it. I am really pissed.
Quit calling me names. It's hurtful.
What?
Quit calling me names. It's hurtful.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You called me a bastard and a son of a bitch.
No, you told me. You started it. You started it. Well, I don't give a shit who started it. You're in my sore line and you fucked it up. And I'm pissed.
Well, you're a big poopy head.
You're calling me a kooky head?
Poopy.
You are so out of it. You must be a Trump person.
What? What does that have to do with anything? I didn't vote for Trump.
Well, good for you. You did something right for a change. But I want to know...
Well, who did you vote for?
I want to know if it's going to back up in my toilet.
Hold on. You made this political. Who did you vote for?
Oh, listen. Forget the politics. I'm talking about...
You're the one that brought it up. You're the one that called me a Trump supporter.
Listen, forget it.
No. We're going off on a whole different track now. No, huh? Don't call the police. Don't call the police.
Yeah, I'm
going to
call them and tell them you're attacking me.
I'm not attacking you. I didn't do anything.
Damn right you are.
I didn't do anything to threaten you. I didn't do anything to hurt you in any way.
No, you just fucked up my sewer line.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, big deal. So you just have to hold it in a few days. You're a big boy. You can hold it.
That is so cute. You are such
John, let's call the police.
Okay,
no, it's just a prank call.
Fuck you. Go to hell.
Hey, it's just a prank call. Don't call the police, idiot. I don't even live there. Your sewer line is fine.
What do you mean you don't live here?
I don't live there. I'm just a prank caller. There's no need to call the police. It's just a joke.
You're telling me that you're calling me to give me a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a joke. LOL.
Well, I'm going to flush my toilet right now. I want to see what happens.
It's just going to go down the drain because it's just a joke. There's nothing wrong with your toilet or the sewer line.
Why are you calling us with a joke?
Because it's funny. Isn't it funny?
Oh, I see. Now, it is a prank call, Ruth. I'm going to call this number back, and I bet they're not going to answer, and this is a prank call.
Oh, it's
but
just...
you know something?
What's that?
You are one hell of an ass.
Thank you. But don't you feel better that it's not real? You know, like...
Well, I'm not so sure it's not.
Well, you can poop freely, and you can flush, and it won't be a problem. See?
Really?
Well, why would
I'm gonna
you
go
do
across
it,
the street.
A dumb thing like this?
I'm going to go across the street and
it's
see
funny.
If the neighbor says, no, I didn't call. You know, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm just spoofing I'm just spoofing my number, like the caller ID. I'm just using one of your neighbor's numbers. So definitely don't blame it on them. They have nothing to do with it.
No, I'm going to talk to him and see if it's him, because...
Yeah. It's not.
You don't have to tell this screwball anything.
I want to stay on the line. I want to see if the neighbor's there. The car is there, so he must be there.
Yeah.
I want to see if this is a prank call or...
Well, he's going to think you're
really
a crazy...
neighbor.
He's going to think you're a crazy person, because he's not going to...
Well, maybe, but you're the crazy person.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you have anything else to do?
No, this
besides,
is...
Besides harassing an old person? I'm 86 years old.
No, I'm not harassing you. One call is not harassment.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm going to call the police.
No, don't call the police.
Wait a minute, Ruth.
I don't even live in the same state. I live across the country.
Well, there's a telephone number there. They can do something about it.
Well, it's just going to come up as your neighbor's number that I'm using.
But, yeah, that's
but I'm
amazing.
Not your neighbor.
No, I don't believe any of this.
Hi.
I don't believe any of this.
Is the owner of the house here?
No.
Oh.
How can we help?
Well, I just got a crank call saying that he went into my sewer line, and now I can't flush my toilet, and this guy's... And this guy...
What are they saying?
Don't tell him, John.
John, tell me. Okay. What are they saying?
Don't tell him, John.
Tell me, John. Tell me. Don't listen to Ruth.
Where is he?
How can I help them?
Where is the neighbor? Because I got a crank call about...
Well, these people are very helpful.
Where?
Next door.
Well, I know them, too.
But
you don't know where he is? Because I'm the neighbor across the street.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I know the Wilsons, but I'm wondering...
They won't be back. They won't be back for...
So they're out of town. Good. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yeah, see?
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So you can rest easy.
You know what, sir?
Yes.
John,
I just want
to
know. I just want to know why he is wasting his time and mine for some stupid thing like this. Doesn't he have anything better to do?
No, I don't have a damn thing to do but this.
Really?
I just make prank calls. You know,
but
it's fun.
Why?
It's
you
fun.
Get a kick out of it? Is that it?
Well, I share them with my friends. And they all laugh.
Oh, I see. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm in my 30s.
And what do you do for a living?
Now, that's really none of your business.
Well, see, this is what you do for your living. In other words, you have no living.
No,
goodbye, you
no.
son of a gun.
Hey, that's not nice. I can't believe that guy started scouring the neighborhood for me, even after I told him it's a prank and I don't live there. Anyway, thanks again, Lardlord, and to all of you for supporting the show. And special thanks to Arbitrary Alex for recording the Another Poop Call show drop thing. All right, bye everyone.
Up in a movie with no story. Now it's late and you are nowhere to be found. Hesitation's always mine.
I'm 87 years old. Well, I see people in the stores, and I say, I know you from somewhere. Yeah, we do. We know each other. So we talk for about an hour, and then I go about my business. She goes about her business. Her husband, I met him both in Publix before they remodeled, and we talked for about an hour and a half. He takes pills for memory, and we were talking, and we knew each other just from talking in stores. And I used to sit in the sun for years. I had a concession stand, and I'd lay in that sun and just bake and bake and bake. And I had psoriasis, and I used to put lotion on me and saran wrap and sit in the sun, and that was it. I baked, and I'm not dead yet. So I fell down in the bathroom. It was my own fault. I should have taken my cane, but I just refuse to do it right now. I hit my head when I was falling in the kitchen. No, I fell off the bed. That's what it was. I hit my head on the carpet and the padding of the carpet, so it wasn't so bad. I have no weird conversation. I talked to my sister-in-law in Sarasota. We had fun one week. We laughed. I tell you, I got lost, and we had the best time in our lives. And neither one of us ramble. We had a good time. She was driving. I don't drive because I have neuropathy in my feet. I had a girl that was working for me in the concession stand, and I met her mother in Winn-Dixie, and I asked her because she has the same thing. And I said, "What's the best thing for neuropathy?" She said, "Exercise." And I see that thing that's advertised on TV, and I swear I'm going to buy it. And I don't have the name of it right in front of me. But they advertise it, and you just put your feet on it, and makes your feet have in your legs, the veins, the blood circulates, and your feet, and I think it's $19, and I thought, I'm going to buy that. What the heck? Sure, why not? What can you lose? And I'm on my daughter's credit card is what it is. They just called me today and said I have the best credit. All my payments are due, and it's my daughter's paying on it. So they use it. I don't use it. I only used it once. You know, I hope they get rid of these people, to be honest with you, and lock them all up, one prison cell. I don't care. I mean, they're bums. They're rotten people that rely on other people to take their things, charge their stuff, and they're just rotten people. Go on out and get a job so you can sit behind your telephone. Don't be such a dork.